Today on CityCast Chicago, Harold's is more than a chicken spot. It's a Chicago institution as big as Soul Train and the Democratic Machine. There are stories of MVP Derrick Rose getting bottles of their famous mild sauce brought to his crib. It was the site of a Ye video. It's even been name dropped by a certain former president. But somehow, even with dozens of franchise locations, it's been able to maintain a sort of humble hood feel and remains a must-try for anybody coming to town. Writer Shakia Taylor recently wrote about the Herald's legacy for the eater, and our friend and journalist Ariane Nettles tagged along. It's Thursday, June 16th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago.
I did a whole photo shoot up in Harrods. People were staring at me like I was crazy, but it was so much fun. I'm like leaning on like the table and like pointing to like the chicken. It was fantastic.
I'm gonna start off with a couple of like nostalgia questions for both y'all. Shiki, I'm gonna start with you. What's your order when you go to Harrods, my G?
Well, I'm a transplant, so I had to learn how to order when I moved here. So every time I go, I order the same thing. Six wings, fry hard, extra mild sauce. There are no mistakes in the order because I ordered the same thing all the time.
Who taught you how to order Harold's?
When I was at Loyola my freshman year, my homie, Big Ken, took me to Harold's on 87th and Van Ryan. And I had to kind of like Harold's. Watch people order. It was like, you know, like jumping double dutch, right? Like I'm watching. I'm like rocking back and forth. Like, okay. It's almost my turn. And I listen to people order, and they don't play around. You spit out the order. There's no pleasantry. There's no small talk. They don't want to hear that.
No menu gazing.
They know what you want, or get out of line. So, I watched a few people, and I mopped up, and I had my money in my hand, and I spit my order out. And the cashier must have known that I was new, because she was like, good job. Like,
yeah, she knew. She was like, all right, you with it. Ari, what's your go-to Harold's order?
You know, recently, I've really been, like, vibing out on the lunch specials at certain locations. And, you know, like you got from 11 to 3, you know, if you get in maybe by 2:50, you good. And it's for the lunch special, you can either get wings or you can get chicken tenders. So I like to switch it up, right? Like, oops, surprise. But also, I feel real healthy because that's a 4-wing instead of the 6-wing that I really want sometimes. So I'm like, oh, I'm being very healthy by getting this 4-wing. But I think it's really funny. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you were practiced, because I definitely sent somebody that was a transplant to Harold's for me one time. And, you know, they were in line like, so what is this? Oh, this Obama tea? What is this that you sell? And the lady was like, can I take your order? What's your order? Baby, what's your order? So I'm just really glad that you came prepared and that you got, you know, the kudos, because
I'm going to say, if you are a native and you say one of us to Harold's, please give us instructions. Don't have us out here looking bogus.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of Harold's.
Don't send us off.
Right?
Like, follow the instructions given. Like, just read it. Like, just read it from the text message. Don't even deviate. Mm-hmm. Just...
yeah, I got to go in there. I got to give me an 8-piece fry hard, salt and pepper. I need extra mild sauce. You need to put the mild sauce on the fries first, then drop my chicken on it, then do another round of mild sauce. If I get it back and some of this mild sauce some of this chicken looking ashy, I'm going to ask for more. I'm going to ask for more.
Jacoby, which location are you doing that at?
I ain't even going to lie. Most recently, 74th to Stony Island. Okay. Family friend recently got a Harold's over there, and I don't miss words. At this point, I'm 30 years in. I know how I like my Harold's. I know y'all make it a certain way, but I like it a certain way.
Jacoby, I'm just really glad that you have at least one place that will do that very complicated order, because I would maybe not suggest you do that on 130 and Hosted. Like,
I know where I'm at when I'm giving it. I know where I'm at when I'm giving it.
I was definitely going to ask you, like, where you get away with that.
I just, you know, maybe want you to just ask for extra on the side and you can pour it.
Hey,
you
I'm
going like
to try. They could tell me no. They could tell me to get up out of there, but I'm going to try.
I'm going
to
tell you no.
I mean, you could try. They just not going to do
No, don't embarrass us. Like,
Right, you gotta order
that. You put it on the fries, and then can you put it on the chicken as well? If they say we don't do that no more, I say I understand, but I had to ask.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I ain't gonna get rude with it. I ain't gonna get rude. I actually talked to Brian Brown. He's a former Harold's franchise owner. At one point, he owned four Harold's between East Chicago and Indiana, Dalton, Riverdale, and Evergreen.
Each Harold's Chicken, you know, takes on the identity of the community that it serves. Because you know how people are in Chicago. They say, well, my Harold's do this. Our Harold's do that. They take ownership in the community Harold's. We got truly involved in the school system. In terms of being able to, you know, kids bring their grades in. We giving them dinners, you know, for the parents and the kids that got good grades. And we really, really got involved in the community, and it was great.
I think that's the thing, right? Like, it is significant. Like, it is ingrained in us, right? Like, Harold's is special when you get it on a Friday night. Harold's is special when you get to have it at lunchtime. Harold's is special when you have a graduation, a birthday party, a family reunion. You know, through high school, my parents lived in West Pullman. And the Harold's is on 127th and Halstead. Even as it has changed management, when I go in there, the man that was selling DVDs when I was 12 years old, and now I'm almost 37, is still in there. And when I come in, he's like, how you been? How your mama? She was in here the other day. Your little brother still at college? Oh, he graduated, right? And so it is a community, even in
it's
your
not
Harold's.
Like a McDonald's. It ain't
it's
no
not
Burger
a McDonald's.
King.
It's not a Popeye's, right? Like
exactly.
Black Chicago loves Harold's Chicken. You know, that's our own. Like, if you go to the West Coast, it's Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. If you go now to Houston, it's the turkey leg cut. Harold's Chicken has been the iconic Black-owned franchise in our community since the 50s.
It's regional, but it is something that means more than just something that we eat.
Shakia, this story is more than just of, you know, the success of a chicken franchise. It's really the humble beginnings, a great migration story in some ways, of Harold Pierce. Can you tell me a little bit about who this man was?
Harold Pierce is, Ariana said it best, a Black Chicago story. We all have roots in our people migrating from the South to the North. My family is a part of that. They moved from Mississippi and Alabama to Chicago and same. Ohio in the 50s. You know, that whole moving to the North, looking for a better life. That was Harold Pierce's story.
What did he open Harold's with? They say
$800
and a fryer.
And a fryer, yeah. Like, man's was, you know, resourceful.
This thing really popped off. And I think I was always really interested in also how Harold Pierce thought about the other people when he decided to like kind of franchise. Like, you got the Harold's name. I'm going to make sure you get this chicken. You're going to have like the quality chicken.
Yep.
But like, you know, kind of what makes it unique is up to you, right? And,
yeah.
And how Chicago is that, right? Like, mm-hmm. Take it, run with it. We all family, but do you?
Shakia, was he like a celebrity in these streets? Like when he pulled up, did people know, hey, that's Harold's?
He did become a celebrity. So the Chicago Defender has some amazing stories, right? So Harold Pierce was called the Black Chicken King. So that like that logo for Harold's, it goes beyond just the chicken shack. Like, he was legitimately known mm-hmm. as the Black Chicken King. People would wonder where he was when they didn't see him. For a brief period of time, he moved away from Chicago and people thought he was dead. And like, there was an article like, actually, I'm still here. I just moved away for a little bit, you know. And he talked about how important it was for him to be of the community, for people in the community to know where he lived, for people in the community to have access to him. And I thought that was like, just so Black, right? I think it was just important to him, not just that a business be there, but that it thrive, that it become its own thing separate from him. I always talk about the pictures of Harold Pierce that are in the restaurants. Like, those are the ones that you're supposed to know, like, this is a legitimate Harold. Mm-hmm. And I never
always felt like the Jesse White picture at the Secretary of State's office at DMV.
I compared it to, like, you know, the pictures of MLK and Malcolm X that you see in, like, a black church or your grandparents' home. Now we've added Barack Obama to that. Like, that's
and here, Harold Washington.
We got a lot of hair.
We got some dope Harolds. Mm-hmm. Well, Shakia, after Harold Pierce dies in the late 80s, I know that his wife, his children, some of his business partners continue it. Was the business able to keep thriving when, you know, the Black Chicken King was no longer here?
The business did keep thriving, but they had an issue with, like, counterfeit Harolds, if you will. His daughter, as recently as, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, has been trying to fight this, but there were restaurants popping up calling themselves Harolds, and they weren't actually affiliated with the family corporation in any way. And, you know, so it's like,
same logo, they was just ripping the trademark off, or just the name?
Absolutely. Nope. They were ripping it off completely. Mm-hmm. And I think that became a trademark issue, right? Because you don't know who has what licensing to what thing. And sometimes it's just common use. They've been using it so long, it belongs to them. And that became a big issue after he passed.
How do you tell a counterfeit from the real thing? How do you know if it's legit, though? Because you could just print off a picture of Buddy and put it up in your stove.
So now Harold's Chicken Shack Corp has a website, and they list where their actual franchises are. I think that's probably the best thing they could do, right? But I also think that's kind of cool in a way, right? Like, I'm not for ripping off people. But if you think about it, for your name to be so synonymous with fried chicken and mild sauce in your community that people are like, I'm gonna just slap this label on it and say that's what it is. Like, that, again, is a part of how significant Harold's is as a brand, independent of the food itself and who actually makes it.
I have to ask, with so many out there, some that are legit, some are not, Ari, what's your favorite Harold's?
I mean, my go-to is going to be 103rd and Halsted. Mm-hmm. It has, even through changes in management, it's been pretty solid, right? When Kanye's Through the Wire video came out, I was at school at Florida A&M in Tallahassee, and we were literally, like, me and my friend was, you know, like, we was trying to get some little, you know, some cheese sticks after dance practice from footworking all night. We look up at the TV screen, and we see this video, and they are in Harold's, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, oh my gosh, y'all, like, that's us. That's where I be. Like, that's where I get my chicken from. So I think that that kind of has, like, a lot of significance. But again, we all know 87th, even though, you know, they had to move over into, like, the little express locations, mm-hmm. it is a favorite. It's still also a late night favorite for me because they're quick, they're fast, and they're fresh. And that's just kind of hard. Normally, you got to kind of, you know, give one or the other with most places, right?
So many people got their favorites, but that when people would post a picture, when people would talk, the image a lot of people conjured up in their head is that Dan Ryan spot. Shakia, what's your go-to location?
87, because I live on the north side. I don't eat Harold. Like, I'm not getting Harold from my north side place. Like, they exist.
That's a good idea.
They exist. People always like, Shake, where on the north side can I get Harold's? And I go, on the south side? Like, what are you doing? Nah.
You gotta leave. You gotta get up
out
of here.
So,
we gotta put him on blast then. Where's the worst Harold you ever been to?
Wilson, Uptown.
That's the one by Simone. So she can't go there.
Simone. Just come hang out with us.
You gotta bring your ass to the south side. All right, so Wilson up in Uptown. Sorry, y'all. Ari, what's your worst Harold's experience?
You know, this is a bit of a controversial topic in the Black community.
No.
But I think that it's important for us to have it. I think we need to be honest and we need to be real and we need to admit that the Hyde Park Harold's is not a Harold.
53rd and
Willow. We have to
President
be
President Obama,
have
you can take
honest.
That with you, dog. I'm sorry. That's cap,
exactly.
Obama. It's
it
cap.
Doesn't even have mild sauce. It's barbecue sauce,
it's
right?
Which
is, hey, barbecue sauce is okay, but that's not what a Harold's is, right? And I think we just got to be real because, you know, you bring that up, people want to support it, but it's clear. It's not even the same color. It's not even that red Mild Sauce color. It's brown, okay?
The funny part is it even shocking that that's Obese's favorite one? Right, it's a political answer. It's close to him. I want to believe in my heart that he know it's not that one, but he ain't want to be like I'll be involved with Dan Ryan. But he probably he probably rock with that one. Legit.
Yeah, I also add that, like, you know, a lot of places in Hyde Park say that they are his favorite, and do we really know that to be true?
Maybe he never said that. Maybe he never. Right, down the street.
I haven't heard the clip. Right.
In your 20 years that you've been here, right, we've seen Harold's, some of the locations kind of come into the new millennium with TVs and different setups. Some of the ones in the South Burbs they ain't got the iconic bulletproof glass and the vending machine. But overall, has Harold's lost anything in your lifetime? Or is it still chugging just as popular with the same kind of, you know, flavor and taste as always?
I feel like my Harold's experience has been the same for 20 years. Like, I don't feel like anything's changed. Someone is probably harassing me in the parking lot. Like, that's authenticity. You know, I have been in Harold's where somebody's rapping. That's authenticity. Like, I appreciate the bulletproof glass. Like, I don't think anything has changed. And I also think it has been consistently passed down from generations at this point, right? Like, I feel like my little cousins know how to go to Harold's.
I'd have to agree, you know? Like, we've held it down, right? Like, it still feels the same, even when it looks different.
Well, Shakia, I appreciate you writing that piece on Harold's, and Ida, the reception looked dope. And Ari, thank you for coming back to CityCast Chicago for your fifth time so we could all share our favorite Harold's memories with one another.
Oh, yes.
So glad to be here with y'all. Two of my favorite people. I'm glad. Let's go to Harold's.
Let's go to Harold's. Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Governor J.B. Pritzker are headed to Washington, D.C. to lobby for Chicago to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Check out the episode we did with CityCast Las Vegas, which is also in the running to host. Paul Chicago has an event for their big dogs this Saturday. You can get adoption fees waived if you adopt a little friend over 40 pounds. And some good news to get you through. The Artists of the Wall Festival is back in Rogers Park this weekend. 160 mini murals will be painted on the Loyola Beach seawall. There's also going to be live music, some sidewalk chalk available, and prizes for the best murals. As always, for more Chicago stories, subscribe to our daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm/newsletter. Sydney Madden has got a great roundup of Juneteenth festivities for you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Governor J.B. Pritzker are headed to the capital of the empire to lobby for... All right, here we go. I just saw a little Obi-Wan.